So good evening, everybody, and how are we all doing today? This is the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast on the 15th of January, 2023. And I'm recording this just before I am about to go live. It's at the moment 20 to 5. I go live at 6, got to have dinner in between and set everything up. I've just been busy doing all the video editing and getting everything ready for our live show. I don't think this podcast will come out until afterwards, of course, but I'm just trying to record it in advance. So what I want to talk to you about today, first of all, yesterday I actually sowed our leeks, and I'm going to be talking about leeks on Monday's podcast in quite a bit of detail. Now, I thought I'll have a practice run. I'm just going to record it in a minute, but I thought I'd have a practice run with you guys first. So these leeks are called Bulgarian Giant. They're a good tasty variety, but there's hundreds of different varieties of leeks on the market. I try and use different varieties as much as possible. Last year, I grew a variety called King Richard that I got from Seedy Sunday, a seed swap that goes on in Brighton. Yeah, first weekend of February. It's coming up actually in a couple of weeks. And they did okay. They did do okay. They are a winter vegetable, so they will grow into the winter. But I found these King Richards had just started to go around the edges when the frost had hit them. So, yeah, they were a tasty winter vegetable and one of my favourite vegetables. And the King Richards were certainly nice. Nice, big, thick roots, leeks, but just started to go on the edges, and I think I needed to grow quite a few more of these leeks. So what I'm going to be doing, I'm actually going to be sowing leeks each month between now and April. Now, this is still perfectly fine to sow leeks right up until April, and what I usually sow mine in is a polystyrene container. Now, these polystyrene containers I get from restaurants or schools, and they usually have fish delivered in these containers. I obviously give them a good washout. You don't have to use these. Any old pots will do. They're just what I use because I find them to be really good and insulated. They keep them warm just for a little bit longer. So I half fill up these polystyrene containers with multi-purpose compost, scatter the seeds on top, and then shake over some seed compost just to about a centimetre thick, give it some protection. Then I should, if I've got some plastic, like a piece of plastic sheet, I can just place on top of these polystyrene containers and I'll wait for them to germinate. Now, what I've found in the past, when I'm waiting for these to germinate, I often think that they have failed. It seems to take so long for them to germinate, but as soon as I think they failed, they soon start to show their life. So, yeah, once they start germinating, they start growing, I just leave them in these polystyrene containers. I try and keep the soil moist, water them every now and then. You will find that they do stay moist. I should say I keep these polystyrene containers in my greenhouse, but they will be fine in a cold frame as well. Some people actually sow these in a seed bed, which is a good idea. But for me, in the cold frame, in the greenhouse, is absolutely fine. Now, as these germinate and grow, I will start to use a... Okay, be just a second. Sorry, that's my wife telling me my dinner's ready. I will start to use a seaweed fertilizer just while they are young to get them established and grow big roots. In the meantime, I will be preparing the bed. Now, these can actually be planted outside from April till June, July time. And what often people will do is plant them after their first early potatoes. That might be something you want to do yourself. It's certainly a good way of using up the ground. I try and get some in a bit before then, but I will certainly put some in after my first early potatoes have came out. It'll be my garlic afterwards. So that seems to make sense that they go together. Or was it brassicas? No, it is the garlic. No, it's not. It's the brassicas that go in afterwards. So, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Now, when it comes to planting, what I do is just dig a hole and take each leek and drop it into the hole. The hole about 6 inches deep is fine. Don't backfill it when you water after you've dipped them all out. When you water, it will backfill on itself. And that's all it needs to do. Some people actually trim the roots. I personally don't bother with it. I just dip the hole and drop them straight in. And then leave them to grow. Sometimes you do need to earth up the leeks so you get that blanched white shaft on the leek. Personally, the ones I usually choose don't need that. But if I was to do anything, because I grow mine in bed, it's compost and just grow up like that. And then just keep them well watered, odd handful of chicken manure every couple of weeks, and that's it. Leave them to grow and harvest when they are needed. Now, you can harvest them when they are young and small, like pencil thickness, and that is absolutely fine. Personally, I just wait until they are a little bit bigger past, and then I will start to harvest them right into the winter, and that's when I find they are the tastiest. Now, I do find one problem I do get with leeks is the same as my garlics, leek rust. That's these red blotches that are on the leaves, which sometimes can affect them. Not the end of the world. I just wait and cut off any leaves as and when they are required. So fairly easy to grow leeks and fairly tasty. Now, what have I been doing this weekend? I thought I'll let you know what's that. It's been nice weather. Well, yesterday morning was absolutely rubbish, but the afternoon was good. We've actually started building a new bed here at home, and that is looking absolutely fantastic. Down on the allotment today, done quite a bit of weeding, mulching, and starting to really move forward. I need more days like we've had today, and because the air's just been great, and my mood has really lifted since going out into the garden. Right, sorry about that. My wife was complaining that she wanted to eat her dinner, so I just had to go and eat that. Anyway, what was I saying? Yeah, so this weekend, weather has been fantastic. It feels great to be back out in the garden and enjoying the weather. Weekends, I say this all the time, especially at the moment, weekends for me are so precious. It's the only time I really get to do anything in the garden. And I know most of you obviously work during the week as well. I know one person out there who's a lorry driver who only gets garden or weekend time to garden as it is. Even I've got the luxury in the summer, I can do a bit during the week, but lorry drivers, no, absolutely not. So I'm sure you're like me. If the weather is miserable and it's hard to get outside, it becomes very deflated. At least now the weather has improved. So yeah, let's hope. I think we're going to get a cold spell. Let's hope that the rain has stopped. In fact, a village I grew up in has recently suffered a landslide, and that's due to the weather, but also I believe due to the fact that a lot of the trees have been cut back down. So a lot of things going on there, but it's all good fun, isn't it? Right, guys, I'm going to call this one a night. I'm going to go do my live show, and I will be back again on Thursday where we will be sowing some more seeds. You take care. Until then, all the best.